Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 3 of the Street Fighter 2 for Game Boy podcast. I am your host, Frank Clement. I want to jump right in. It's going to be a shorter episode than before. Just want to give a shout out to a couple of people. Shout out my twin slash sister, Aaliyah, and grandma, Brenda, and my brother, AJ. I love you guys. And I'm just going to jump right into it. Today's topic is, why could the game be in a tournament? There's plenty of reasons that why the game should not be in a tournament. Basically, it's an older game back in 1994, 95. Link cables, batteries, the whole nine. Even though you can place it on an emulator with a computer and play it from there, more than likely, who's going to do that? And also, more than likely, I'm probably one of the few people in the city of Philadelphia that carries around a Game Boy with an original copy of Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. Besides my friend Josh, who is such a great friend, who actually played the game with me in public while we're sitting and eating food at a restaurant as well. Link cable and all, in the game on a Game Boy not named Pokemon. That's dedication, son. So, I have an obvious bias to the game. That's why the podcast is made, and with my love and appreciation for it. So I could believe that the game can be in a tournament. However, there's just so many logistics that it prohibits the game from being played as a tournament style. Even though, to correlate with my last podcast from the week before, it's not set with these newer games, meaning that the DLC and the constant updates and the constant upgrades and additional characters, Street Fighter V, So with certain games, there's not a set motivator or a set factor as well. I'm just not trying to use verbose words, but just basically saying that there's not a set benefactor to the game as opposed to Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy being set. There's likely not going to be anyone trying to mod the game to make it tournament ready, and you can just easily pick up and go. The gist of it is that even when you see high-level players for certain games that shall not be mentioned, you'll see just the level of competition, the level of camaraderie, and the level of expertise within the character. So it really depends on your strategy, your skill, and your expertise on the character as well. So that's why I feel that the game can be in a tournament, but there's too many logistics that will prohibit that. We'll be back after this. And we're back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This time I didn't use the Street Fighter 2 music. I just wanted to basically talk about other options for two players, which could actually be options to use in a tournament, such as the GameCube player, playing the game on a Super NES, or also playing on emulators as well. If you have an Android emulator, you can actually play it wirelessly throughout different ones, but emulators are such a sketchy topic. I'll probably save that discussion for maybe season 4 of our podcast, even though I actually have emulators, or just one or two, which is just the ones on this phone that I'm recording the podcast from. However, I do own a copy of the game, and I also owned previously a copy of the Japanese game as well. So I'm going to talk on emulators on another subject, but that's actually something that's more in depth and more going away from Street Fighter 2, but also into my personal beliefs as well. But I'll save that for another time. There's also the handy dandy option of using a link cable in order to play the game as well if you have a friend. But depending on the link cable, you want to make sure that you have either an official Nintendo link cable or a really good, sturdy, and strong third-party link cable, because if you don't have a proper link cable, it's almost equivalent to playing a game online with someone that has not a great internet connection, but a poor one, so you'll have the ping and the lag and whatnot. And playing it on a laggy game as well, it's not going to work out as well. So those are basically the options, at least with the SNES player and also the GameCube player as well. You can use it with different controllers as well, I should say. With the GameCube, you can actually plug up a third-party arcade stick and use it. However, the standard option remains the same, which is just the Game Boy, just playing it on a handheld. Preferably maybe a Game Boy Advance if you have bigger hands, such as myself, is probably the way that you'll go, and then you can use the LAN cables in order to work with it as well. I'm going to keep this one short. I thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This is episode 3 of season 1. Got great content coming up, and we're going to have some guest speakers coming in and talking to us as well, and we're going to have a great time. And I thank you so much for rocking out with the Street Fighter 2 for Game Boy podcast thus far. Stay tuned. We have plenty of surprises and things in the works. I thank you so much. Have a great one. God bless.